Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you make time for the NBA Finals last night?
Of
I imagine
course.
You did.
Of course. Must see TV. Well, these are great.
The thing does start late enough that you can do all your yard work and then, you know, be able to watch it because by that time it's already dark.
Not only that.
We're threatening to end these things at like 11:30 these days.
Do the yard work. Put Elliot down. Absolutely. Take a shower. I can do it all.
The Thunder were outscored 32-18 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
If you go quarter by quarter in the breakdown of the series, the first quarter, Oklahoma City's plus 23. The second quarter, they're plus 3. The third quarter, they're plus 7. And then Indiana's plus 27 in the fourth quarter. Like, what about this Pacers team? I have a hard time believing the Pacers are going to still win this NBA Finals, but they're making a lot of people that doubted them look pretty stupid right now.
You certainly don't want to just sit there, Jonathan, and say it's an it factor and not be able to define it. So I've talked to a lot of different people about this throughout the course of the playoffs, and I've talked to a lot of current and former NBA players about this, mm-hmm. and I think we've all come together with the same conclusion. There is a maturity that they play with. That's what it is. They went to the conference finals last year. They did it all together. They learned a lot of stuff during that playoff run. And when they get in these situations, there's a level of trust and a level of maturity that they play with that Oklahoma City is still trying to find. Because this is still new to them.
Yeah.
And the level of maturity that Indy has played with, every opponent to this point has not been able to match consistently. Not the Cavs, not the Knicks, not even Oklahoma City. They get in these situations and they know exactly what they want to do. They know exactly who they are. They know what plays to call. They know who to get the ball to. It is a beautiful brand of basketball.
I mean, it felt like I was watching the Cavs series all over again. Like, this was deja vu. I've seen this. I mean, and you know that almost shell-shocked face that the Cavs had mm-hmm. when they were going through some of those games, and you're like, wait, the Pacers, how did they do that? And I swear Oklahoma City had that same face, that same reaction last night. Like, they're like, what is going on here? We know we're the more talented team. We know we have better players on this roster. SGA, by the way, at some point we'll get into the idea that was not a very good game 3 from him, all things considered.
No, it wasn't.
9-20 from the field. It was just kind of like okay for an MVP caliber, MVP winner player. It was just kind of okay in a finals game, especially since he tore apart them in the first two games. But ultimately, I've seen that face. I've seen teams go up against this Pacers team, the Cavs being one of them, and look exactly the same way the Thunder did last night.
It's so interesting because if you think back to some of what the Cavs did during the regular season, they went on these runs and everybody started calling them Cavalanches, right? Against lesser opponents, they just wilt. The Cavs went on some of those runs against Indy and they were right there. They're like, all right, we're still here.
Yeah.
Less Miami. Miami couldn't withstand that.
No. Moment you got a Cavalanche, it was over.
It was over. Done. Mm-hmm. Over with.
Blouses.
But Indiana's not fazed by that. They're just like, okay, we're going to make our own run. We're going to trust our system. We're going to trust our coach. We're going to trust our all-star point guard. And it's just, it's a special quality that most championship teams have. And I don't know if they're going to go on and win this series against OKC, but this NBA Finals is starting to feel a lot like 2011. Miami was the more talented team. They had the high-profile players. They were the talk of the NBA that year for a variety of reasons.
And the most embarrassing LeBron finals of his existence.
Because he was uncomfortable. Because he was uncomfortable in those situations that Dallas was comfortable in.
Yeah.
And I think there's a common denominator there, right? It's Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in the NBA. And if you have a belief in your coach that he's going to come up with solutions and he's going to be a problem solver over and over and over again, and he instills confidence in everybody, whether it's Ben Mathurin, whether it's Thomas Bryant, whether it's Tony Bradley coming off the bench, I don't know how many wins Rick Carlisle is worth, but we've seen what he can do throughout the course of a playoff run.
Yeah.
And that's a huge advantage that Indy has. So it starts with him, and it trickles throughout the roster. And there's just a level of mental toughness and a level of maturity that these other teams have not been able to get to, including the Cavs.
Well, what's impressive to me is that, and they have something that I thought I saw a lot of with the Cavs during the regular season, and then in the playoffs it kind of went away, but the idea that, yes, their stars are their stars. Halliburton's going to show up, Siakam's going to show up, they're going to do their part, but then, and listen, we're going to all respect Benedict Mathurin, but like Mathurin going for 27 is the, it's an equivalent of like when Ty Jerome would just have these games where he would go off, or one of these other guys would go off. TJ McConnell being the, just the impact player that he was last night, the steals that he had, the stat line was incredible for him last night. But it's like the Cavs kept getting it from, obviously you have Donovan and the main stars, but then there were these other players in back of it, and they would pop up on any given night throughout the regular season. They would just, one of them, or even sometimes two of them, would just show up, and you'd be like, oh, I guess that's name player 6 through 10's game. And I feel like the Pacers have that in spades throughout the entire postseason.
Remember what we talked about the other day, Jonathan? We were talking about there are 82 game players and there are 16 game players.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like to me that Indiana has an entire roster of 16 game players. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Everybody that they call on, and it doesn't mean every single game. Mathurin doesn't do this every single game, right?
And that's the difference, though. There are games, though, where he steps up and he's there, and then there are other games where it's like, all right, I guess it's Obi Toppin's turn.
That's exactly right. So Rick will push that button. Okay, Mathurin doesn't have it. Let's go to the next guy. And that guy's ready. That guy doesn't have it the following game. Okay, let's go to the next guy. They just have so many different options that they can go to. They don't need every single one every single night, but they have different guys throughout the course of their roster and throughout the course of the season that they've put in these situations so that they're ready for this moment. And they've been together and they've done this playoff run together. They've had success in the playoffs together. They've had failures in the playoff together. And it just makes them better. It makes them more ready for this moment. And playoff basketball is different. Everybody understands playoff basketball is different. It takes a different kind of mentality, different kind of intensity, different kind of focus, approach, and they've learned all of that together over the last couple of years, and you're seeing it come together. And in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma City looked like a team that just had not been through those things, that hadn't been there before.
And they were also way too shocked with the full court press. Like, there are certain things that just caught them way off guard for some reason.
Indy's tough to play against, man.
Well, Indy looked like...
Going against that for 48 minutes.
The Thunder are supposed to be, obviously, one of the best defensive teams we've seen in 10 years. But it looked like, if you would have told me, if I never saw either team play before yesterday, I would have been like, oh, the Pacers, that's the defensive team. That's the one you're talking about.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't think enough people give Indy credit for the kind of defensive team that they can be, not on a night-in, night-out basis.
I've never seen the Thunder so gassed by the fourth
stretches,
quarter.
Yes, because it wears on you, because Andrew Nembhard wears on you over the course of 48. Now you take 48 and you turn it into a seven-game series and think about how worn down and exhausted you are by the end of that series.
Yeah, no question. 216-474-0092. Little bit about Finals Game 3. Would the Cavs beat both teams if healthy? One person on the station seems to think so. Based off of what Chris just said in the first segment, I'm going to imagine he disagrees. Get involved. 216-474-0092. It's Chris Fedor, Jonathan Peterlin. Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.